Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. Says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Welcome back to 17 until the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And what about my new book, The 33 Degree, is the33.com, book number 3. Sarah Heiner is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, second-generation CEO of Bottom Line Publications. Bottom Line Personal, folks, I've been telling you about it now for a long time. This thing's it's got all kinds of cool stuff in it. And this week, one of the things that it has in it is, I guess it was last week, you had the Mr. Rogers episode there, the Mr. Rogers section. It's really great.
Now in my publication?
I know. I just watched. Well, I had that on my mind because I literally, a week ago, watched this documentary on Mr. Rogers. Now, I wasn't a Mr. Rogers child. My kids were. But I always thought, what a cool thing he's doing there, the way he acts, the way he behaves. I wish I could be more like that. And so.
He wears sweaters.
And so now here comes this great article you guys came up with. Tress Roeder put it together, and tell us about it.
Well, so Mr. Rogers, believe it or not, it's the 50th anniversary of Mr.
Yeah.
Rogers' Neighborhood, and that's why he's making a comeback at this moment in time. There's a book that's out. There's a movie coming out next year starring Tom Hanks about him. The thing that really struck me was that there's 50 years ago, socially, we were in a very similar place. 1968 was when Mr. Rogers launched. There were racial tensions, there were riots, there were terror attacks, there were assassinations. It was an extremely challenging socio-political mm-hmm. time. And how interesting that 50 years later, we're at a very similar time, and Mr. Rogers and the lessons that he taught children and all of us mm-hmm. are back, right? And he reminded all of us, you know, in the big picture, about the good and the positive in life, which was so important at a time that everybody, you know, it was stressful, it was angst-ridden, it was fearful.
Well, the family was changing. The nuclear family was changing a lot. There were a lot more latchkey kids. There were a lot of more divorces in the last 50 years than there were in the previous 50 years. And you know, one of the things that in this article is the very first lesson is like yourself. He told a lot of children it was okay to like themselves, didn't he?
Well, not only that, like themselves, including their imperfections.
Mm-hmm.
He would say, "I like you just the way you are," because we all get our crazy talk in our head. And then there was a time with latchkey kids, with divorces. You know, kids put the blame on themselves for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
If only I were a better kid, my parents wouldn't fight. If only I were different, such and such wouldn't happen.
Oh, yeah, a lot of kids blame themselves for the divorce.
They do.
Yeah.
They
and then the second point was something we just got through talking about. Talk about your feelings.
Yes. And he would also, and it was okay. He helped children understand the realities of life. It wasn't that he painted it as sunshine and roses. He actually helped guide them to understand that life had its good and its bad and how to handle it. So it wasn't like he said, "Don't cry." He said, "Go ahead and cry. I'm here for you."
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to minimize their problems. He wanted to help them work through it and that it was okay to be sad or scared or hurt. And then to help them look at it, think about it, talk about it, and gave them a safe space to be able to express those feelings.
I think maybe the point that in the article that's most germane to what's going on in our world today is number 5. Get your point across with respect. How have we lost that, Sarah?
Well, there's no question about that. And, you know, your book as well, Third Ingredient, you just did a fabulous speech a couple weeks ago about civility, ethics in the business world, right? And at every corner we're here, there was just something else, I guess yesterday, about a firing at Facebook because of differences of political points of view.
Yeah.
That you can disagree, but you don't have to be disagreeable. That was my father's line. Mm-hmm. Mr. Rogers' line was love and trust in the space between what's said and what's heard in your life can make all the difference in the world. Because it's giving the space for that difference to be able to, so in the end, our country is great because of our differences.
Right? Well, there are people in my life who disengage from me because I won't call Mr. Trump names. You know, they're not even sure how I feel about him. They just know that I won't call him names, and therefore I must not be. I don't fit the profile of people they want to hang out with. I don't have
Mr.
a lot
Rogers
of folks like that, but they
accept,
do exist.
But Mr. Rogers would never accept that behavior
exactly.
because they're not accepting whether you love who he is or not. They're not accepting our president's behaviors and his personality and his style. And you can always, you know, back to getting your point across with respect, you can frame what you say, as we were talking about in the last segment, with respect. You're just putting it, it's about you, not with admonishment. You don't have to make them wrong. You simply express what your needs or your concerns are.
Well, here's what's really sad, I think, about America today. We're acting like politics is more important than the rest of America. And it is. It's one of the basis part of our world. These friends I was talking about, we've been friends for many presidents. You know, why would we not be friends because of a 4-year period or something? You know, that's the thing. We need to realize that this politics is not more important than you and me, Sarah.
No, it's not. And you know, there's another point that Mr. Rogers made, which was have faith in humanity. And the important aspect of that, each generation is responsible for the next.
Yep.
And if the politicians can get out of their ways about what subpoenas they want to sling back and forth and what accusations, and instead remember that they have an obligation to run and lead our country for the sake of all of us, right? We all are responsible for our lives and the lives of the future generation.
Well said. Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen. She and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.